This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. We got some unusual mail this week. It was a bright purple postcard that at first glance looked like one of those "You are a winner" mailers. It certainly got our attention, which is exactly the point. It isn't a notice of winnings at all. It's a warning about a new so-called foreign lottery scam. It goes like this. You get an email or a letter or phone call from someone who informs you that you've won a foreign lottery. Now all you need to do to claim your prize is send money to cover the taxes and fees. This scam is so pervasive that the U.S. Postal Service and the AARP came up with the idea of sending out those purple postcards, mostly to homes with older Americans, warning people of the con. Doug Shadell is a former fraud investigator who now serves as director of AARP's Washington State office. Welcome, Doug.
My pleasure to be here.
How are the scammers targeting victims, and what's their storyline?
What they basically do is they call up people who are over the age of 70. They tend to be women who, you know, are lower income folks. And they tell them the good news that they have just won the Jamaican lottery or some kind of a lottery worth $8 million. And all you have to do to get that money is to pay the taxes or the legal fees of $500 or $800, and you're on your way. Well, of course, there is no lottery, and you're just sending your money to thieves, basically.
They're so cunning, though. What if people told you about the scammer's behavior on the phone?
Well, you know, this scam has been around for a long time. The difference now with these folks is just how aggressive they are and how relentless they are. I mean, I interviewed a woman in Maryland a couple weeks ago who was getting 60 calls a day from these people. Now, admittedly, she had sent money, and she's usually told, go down to the Western Union and wire money, or go down to MoneyGram and wire the money. And she had been participating. But historically, con men, once you stop sending money, will leave you alone and go on to the next victim.
So what tone do the scammers take on the phone, and how aggressive do they get?
In the beginning, they're always nice. They're always saying, I'm going to pray for you. I'm asking a lot of personal questions and really being caring. But the minute you stop sending money, that's when it gets really nasty. And we heard one example where a guy actually left a voicemail.
Message received at 1:58 p.m. October 13th. Why you don't want to pick the phone up? Who the are you talking to on the phone? Want me to come over there and set your home on fire? Pick the phone up.
I mean, actual direct threats of coming over there and doing bodily harm to people. And this really has the effect of frightening folks. It would frighten younger folks, but people who are in their 70s or 80s are really frightened by those kinds of things.
Well, what stories have you heard from older people? What do they say really got them? Why they sent that, they wired that $5,000?
There's this thing called the rationalization trap. When you do something like this, you say to yourself, on the one hand, I'm a smart person. On the other hand, I did something stupid. Well, how do you resolve that conflict in your mind? You could either say, I'm stupid, and that's why I did something stupid, which is hard to do. Or I think what happens is you say, I'm a smart person. What I did was not stupid, and I'm going to continue to do it until I prove to the world that it wasn't stupid. And that sort of mentality of throwing good money after bad. And it's really sad. One woman I spoke to said, at first, I did believe it, and then later it was just like, well, maybe I just wanted to believe it. And a lot of people characterize these victims as, well, you're just greedy. These are not people who are doing it to live in a nice mansion. They're doing it so that they can pay their health bills. They're doing it so they can pull themselves out of poverty. And that's really what's being exploited here. You're sort of exploiting the hope of being able to pull yourself up.
What's the most that someone has lost in a scam like this?
I've interviewed people who've lost $300,000 to a scam like this. And you say to yourself, well, if they're low-income people, how do they have $300,000? Well, that's all their money. And some they don't have. I mean, the woman I interviewed last week took out a reverse mortgage on her house. She owned her house free and clear and was convinced by the scammers to take out a loan on her house.
The AARP and the Postal Service collaborated on this mailing to warn people about the scam. But I did think it was funny, your wording. And the warning goes, if you have to send $250 to claim your prize, odds are it's a scam. Odds are? I mean, I don't think there's any doubt, right?
That warning has helped people, though. I just got a call at our call center last week from someone who got that card. And she literally said the following. I got this card in the mail, and an hour later, somebody called me up and told me I'd won the lottery. And I read the card over the phone to them and then hung up on them.
Doug Shadell is the Senior State Director of Washington's AARP. Thanks a lot, Doug, for talking with us today.
My pleasure.